Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Travel and Tourism Podcast, my first season. My guest today worked for Club Med from 1999 to 2003. She started as a boutique geo, but then later became a snowboard instructor. Her first season was in 1999 in Copper Mountain with Hammer as the chief of village. She worked one season in Cancun, two seasons in Copper, and three in Crested Butte. Before Club Med, she attended Arizona State University and obtained a degree in recreation management and tourism. After Club Med, she did a master's in education and has been teaching for the last 20 years and is currently teaching kindergarten. From Northern California and now living in Colorado, please help me welcome Megan Demjen. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. And shout out to Shahima Arshad for referring me to you. So thank you, Shahima.
Yeah, thank you, Shahima. This is great. Thanks for having me.
She was singing your praises.
Oh, that's terrific.
So are you ready to begin?
I am.
Okay, so I looked up the town you are from. So Northern California, Danville. And I told you that for 5 years in a row since 2018, it's been named safest town in California.
Well, how about terrific. That? Yeah,
I think everyone would like to be from a town named the safest. I don't know what mine's called, but it doesn't feel like the safest.
Okay. I can imagine that. Danville is a nice little enclave about 40 minutes east of San Francisco. Excuse me. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And you currently live in Colorado, and are you not 20 minutes from the old village?
I am. So I am about 70 miles west of Denver, which is about an hour and a half from Denver. So up here in the mountains, and I'm living currently in Keystone, which is a ski resort community, and it's about 20 minutes from Copper Mountain. So I'm very close to my first village, which is fun.
You still get out on the slopes?
I do. I don't ski at Copper as much anymore because the way the passes work, it's a different pass that we need. But I do go skiing at Keystone, Breckenridge a lot, in Vail. Yeah.
Now, do you ski or snowboard?
Snowboard. I say ski, but I do snowboard.
Okay. Good for you. Yeah. Nice.
I'll try to get out there. Yeah.
Now, you are you're an old teen club member of Club Med, right?
I am. My parents took my sisters and I to Club Med as kids, early teens and to late teens. So we were never in like kids club, but teen club, got to experience that. And I really fell in love with Club Med through those experiences, which is what kind of led me to changing my major and studying recreation management and tourism.
You were part of this, I guess, the internship program of ASU, correct?
That is correct. Okay. So all the majors there for that degree need to complete an internship. So it could be, you know, in a local type of recreation or international tourism, international company. It really could be anything. So I kind of selected Club Med and sought that out.
All right. I did my first season with a few of these, and I don't know, the jealousy just never went away that you could actually get credit for working at Club Med.
That's kind of what made me, led me to change my major. I was an education major originally. And within like the first month of being at school, I said, wait, recreation is a major? I hadn't, you know, it was like, this is exactly what I would love to be doing. I loved, you know, the whole aspect of the resorts. And so I went and changed my major. And then especially when I found out that you could be doing an internship for Club Med, no choice. It was a tough choice, I should say. So
while you were getting your degree on stage, in your head, were you already applying to Club Med, or you had done that just before you graduated?
So a couple months before I graduated, I needed to secure my internship. And at the time when I was in college, I actually had been working at the Hyatt. And so I met with somebody in Lake Tahoe at the Hyatt there to possibly do my internship. But my heart was set on Club Med, just needed a backup. And so I reached out to Hammer, actually, I believe by email at that time. I mean, it's hard to remember in 99 about emails.
So just so we're clear, so your Copper Mountain season in 99 of January, this was your internship season?
That's correct.
All right. And this is obviously where you met Hammer, because he was the chief of village.
That's correct.
Now, when you're doing...
Oh, no. Excuse me. I met Hammer, though, when I was on vacation, when he was chief of village in Turquoise.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting.
Yes.
Or was he chief of sport? And
oh,
yeah, I think he was chief of sport.
He might have been chief of sport and then was going to be chief of village. And then he was in Sonora Bay.
Yeah, Sonora Bay was his first season as chief of village. So he was in Turks with Kevin Bett was the chief of village for this. Yeah. I think it was the 97-98 season that Hammer was there with Julie.
So I'd known him, which is why I reached out. So that's really why I ended up at Coppers, because Hammer.
Oh, okay. So, but you still got credit for this.
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And did you say, look, put me wherever you want? Does it matter what I do? Is that why
led you
to boutique? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
All right. So since you already knew about Club Med, you were teen club, I guess you had to pack a parka and stuff, right? Because you weren't getting sent to the Caribbean. You weren't getting sent to Mexico. But did you already have that stuff?
I did, because I grew up snowboarding in Lake Tahoe, and which was about 3 hours from where I grew up. And so I did have a snowboard. I had all the gear that I needed. So it wasn't a hard transition to go there. You know, well, that aspect, I wouldn't have minded to have been on a beach, but that came later. So
what can you tell me about your first season?
It was great. So I got there January 1st of 99 and took a shuttle up from the airport. And I can remember the shuttle driver saying, oh, I've heard things about this Club Med, and gave me his card in case I needed to like call for help or something. And I was thinking to myself, I think I'll be okay. This is going to be great. Pulling up to the village, because it's all inside, you know, because it's a winter resort. And then the sliding doors open and it's just like slew of people. I feel like people like turned around like, who is this coming in the doors at 9 o'clock at night? You know, there was a band going. I walked up to the reception desk and it's just like, okay, I guess I'm home is kind of what I felt. And then it was just really great. I got, you know, put in a room with a roommate who I knew previously. And
wait, excuse me, Megan, how do you know your roommate previously if this is your first season?
Sorry. So she, I actually grew up with her.
What?
And yes, which is weird because, so she's a family friend and they had been on to Club Med vacations with us, and she had worked briefly for Hammer the previous season for him in Sonora Bay.
Okay.
A month or two.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
then she was there at Copper.
Okay. I have another question, because we had a recent guest, shout out Gooch. He arrived to Club Med on Christmas Day. So you arrive on New Year's now. So you missed the big festivities the night before. So you're actually arriving to maybe some sluggish people. I don't know. I don't know what New Year's Eve in Copper Mountain's like, but.
Yes, I know. It's champagne fountains outside as New Year's.
Okay. Oh, really?
But you know, it is, it didn't seem that way at all. And it's funny that you say that. And yes, I would expect that now that you're saying that, being New Year's Day. But I walked in and it just felt like any day at Club Med, you know, people talking, having fun, listening to music, socializing. So it didn't seem like, you know, anybody was tired or.
Okay. You know, so there are a couple of pros. So Hammer stacked that team with some pros. I see.
Exactly.
Okay. And I guess you do that whole winter season there, right?
That's
January
right.
January to April, May.
Yes. Now, April, mid April.
Okay. But at this point you're comfortable in the boutique and you have no designs yet to be a snowboard instructor.
I had thought about it. I wasn't sure the level that I needed to be to make the team, because the ski and snowboard team there, you know, they are legitimate pros that come back year after year. So I, you know, was testing the waters, wasn't sure if I was up to snuff, if you will. So I was happy in the boutique and just kind of working on finishing my degree and enjoying the club.
Okay. Yeah. So you brought up a good point. Now, how many credits did you, when you leave Copper, like how many credits did you have left to complete after this season in Copper?
So Copper was my final. I actually did my graduation ceremony in December and the internship was the last part of it. It was 12 credits. So it was like a semester of college. And once I finished that, I just needed to finish some paperwork, writing a paper, and turn that in. And I was done.
Okay, now at any point though, does the school speak to Hammer? Like I'm because I work in a university, so I'm struggling to
You know,
comprehend.
I believe there's probably some paperwork that he signed or, you know, verified my work that I did there.
Okay, but
I don't.
basically you didn't screw up because you got your degree, right?
I did. That's correct.
Okay, all right, congratulations.
I made
Okay,
it.
now does when now does Hammer reach out to you, or do you reach out to him to go to Cancun your next season, or is it, or it just happens that way that you're together?
It did happen that just it did sort of just happen that way. When I got home, I was there for a couple of weeks back in California, finishing up the last bits of the school, and I reached out to somebody in HR and said, I can do another season. I am finished with school. I'm, you know, ready if you have any contracts available. And she got back to me within 24 hours and said, we have an American contract at the boutique in Cancun, where Hammer is the chief. And she reached out to him and said, Megan is looking for a contractor, is available. And she emailed me back and said that Hammer said, send her down. And so within the next 24 hours, I had a plane ticket in my hand that was, you know, FedEx to me, as it was back in the day, and was down there within 72 hours, I think, of that original email. Really quick.
Okay, so you were getting this leads me to another question. So you were getting, yeah, like most people, a truck would come by, a FedEx truck with your tickets, right?
Yes.
To this day, when you see a FedEx truck in your neighborhood, are you like me? Do you think it's bringing you your tickets?
Oh gosh, I
Gotcha.
wish. I don't, but now I will.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I still never left me. Okay.
I know, it's
All
so
right.
exciting.
So now you can wear the bikini in this season of Cancun, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, what's Cancun like? Did you like it?
It was terrific. I walked in there. It was, I think I arrived about 9 p.m., you know, much bigger village than Copper Mountain, and walked to reception, met them. They said, we'll take you to the boutique, and walked in the boutique and met my future boss at that time, Mark Vanderhoff. Great, great guy, and a great coworker of mine, Lily. And they were just laughing and having so much fun in the back of the boutique and just joking about, you know, whatever it was at the time. And I just felt so welcome. And I walk in there and it was like, I feel at home. This is going to be fantastic. Any type of nervousness or what is this going to be like immediately dissipated when I met them. And it was like, and these people are like my family to this day.
Did you say Mark Vanderhoff?
I did.
I'm thinking about starting a drinking game, my first season drinking game. Every time you hear the name
Oh
Mark Vanderhoff, you have to take a shot, guys, because no, his name
gosh.
comes up. No, his name comes up an awful lot. I'd love
Oh,
to get I'd love to get him on here.
he needs to be on here. He gets
I
around.
know. I would
He
love to.
has, I'm sure, some stories.
You're
So
listening, Mark. Open
yes.
invitation, buddy.
Yes.
So now in Cancun, you're starting to think about becoming an instructor, correct?
That's correct.
All right, but before we get to that, did you have a favorite nightclub in Cancun? Because I have to ask everyone that works there. Mine was Coco Bongo, so I'm
Oh,
wondering.
I Daddy-O's. I think I really like Daddy-O's.
Okay, got it.
There's that restaurant as you leave there
Yes.
that you can get food at. That was always
Yeah,
nice.
exactly. Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah.
Now, so roughly how hard is it going to be to do this, snowboard instructor?
You know, I did find out that it. There's training. So they certify the instructors through the PSIA, Professional Skier Association, and then there's a snowboard association. So they're like nationally recognized. And so it is a very, the course is very regimented, laid out. There's books, materials. I didn't feel like it was going to be that challenging. I just needed to learn what it means to teach somebody else to snowboard, since I could do it. So learning the aspects of teaching and how you are going to grad trajectory and teach somebody to snowboard. So I didn't feel like it was going to be that big of a challenge once I realized like my skills in snowboarding from what I brought from my past would allow me to then learn what it means to teach somebody to snowboard.
Did you bring your own snowboard or do you use the ones
I
there?
did. Yeah, you bring your own equipment. That's correct.
Okay. So you go straight from the beach right back into the mountains, right? So you're in Copper Mountain
Yes.
for 99 2000. Please give me a good Y2K story because I like this season.
Yes, this was interesting. We spent a lot of time talking and preparing for what may happen on Y2K. Some of that involved sitting in stairwells. We split up into different groups, and we were each group was assigned to a stairwell to sit in. And then we'd wait for word when somebody would come by to give us instructions for evacuating or where we would take the guests should something happen. And we practiced that multiple times.
Okay, hold. Excuse me, Megan. Okay, this is vastly different from my Y2K experience. So you guys were sitting in stairwells? Like, what did you think was going to happen?
I'm not quite
Okay,
sure what we thought was going to happen.
okay,
Why
okay.
would you run out of the building when it's freezing cold outside where we're
Well, okay, wait. In your defense, because I was in the Bahamas, I was in Columbus Isle, so we didn't have stairwells. So I'm guessing maybe because you're in a hotel. I've never been to Copper, but I assume it's hotel-like, right? So
It
you do
is.
okay. You do
Yeah,
have
it's like six
stairwells.
stories. Yeah.
All right. So now, okay. No, I've never heard this one. Like most things, nothing happened, right?
That's correct. Nothing happened.
Okay.
Everything went off without a hitch. There was just no problem. I don't even think we ended up being in the stairwells that evening, but we knew where to go
Okay.
just in
Okay.
case.
And you're here with so Kenton Smith is your chief of village, and you're at the boutique. But meanwhile, at the boutique, you're training to become a snowboard instructor, right?
Yes, I didn't do the following season is when I did my stage for snow
Okay.
instruction, but I was
Okay.
working on it that season in terms of improving my skills,
Okay. Got it.
snowboarding as much as I could. Yes.
Anything else momentous happened this season, this 99 2000 season?
I did break my arm that season, dislocated my,
What?
yeah,
How?
snowboarding back to the village, I hit a bump. And
Yes.
yes,
What?
and
Wait, yeah, but more mainly you fall on your butt. How did you fall forward? What happened?
I
You.
know I was going on a shortcut, and so I did get the nickname Shortcut for a little while. And it was just like a little berm that was there, and I didn't flex
Oh.
my knees as I should and just cartwheeled forward, so I didn't.
Okay, but luckily, so you're at the boutique. So now can you stay working at Club Med if
Yes, I did.
okay.
Yes, so.
Now did you just fold stuff with one arm?
I did. I had to
Okay.
take, like, I actually had for like a record 2 days off in a row at Club Med, which,
Whoa.
yes, to get the pain under control. And then I was back in the boutique. So,
Now, did it hurt like at the moment? As I've broken my ankle in Club Med. So did it hurt or did you
it
didn't
did
really
because it was
think?
also, yeah, it was dislocated at the elbow also. So I couldn't
Okay.
move the lower portion of my arm and.
Okay, so you knew something was wrong.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And
Ouch.
that was the season actually I met my future husband. So he was worried that I was going to have to leave the club that season. But luckily, because I was
Okay.
a geek, I was able to stay.
So you were already quote unquote in couple when this happened?
In couple, yes, at
Okay.
the beginning of that season. That is
Okay.
correct.
Yeah, that's probably the only job really where you don't have to leave, right? Like
Yeah,
if you
it
think
worked
about it.
out.
Okay. And you were in the States, so you got good care. You know, you weren't like
Yes.
in a different part of the world, you know, where.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. Now, did you know at the time when you met that was future hubby or no?
I had met him at the previous season, and we were
Okay.
just friends, but came back when I came back the second season. And that's one of the neat things about the winter villages is that a lot of the ski instructors return season after season. So he was there the second season, and we started dating, or we were in couple that season. So,
Okay, so he got out of the friend zone.
yes.
Nice. Okay. But after this season, any special events at Copper Mountain at this time?
No special events at Copper at this time. I do remember one of my favorite, you bring up New Year's. I think it was New Year's that we did the champagne fountain outside and it was so cold. Our temperatures, like they do, could be 30 degrees different, which makes a huge difference. And we did the champagne fountain every year. And I have actually pictures of this I'll share. And and it froze solid. So that was
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oops, let's bring this inside. You know,
so it's like Dom Perignon popsicles, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Reconfigured, brought it inside, everything worked out.
All right. So now you take summer off, which most of the instructors do anyway, also, but I think you're probably going to physiotherapy for your arm, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit of recovery. Ended up staying in where I live now, actually, in the county near Copper Mountain with my future husband. So,
okay.
Yeah.
How do you both go to Crested Butte that winter, 2000?
We did. Yes.
Okay. All right. And now we're here with Ryan Leach, one of my all-time favorites.
Yes.
Now you're a snowboard instructor.
That is correct.
Did you do so you did the actual course at Crested?
We did it. The stage was at Copper. We started there a couple weeks before Crested Butte opened, did the stage both for Copper Mountain instructors and Crested Butte instructors. And then the Crested Butte instructors, we drove over to, it's about 4 hours away. And so after a couple weeks at Copper, we drove to Crested Butte and opened the village.
Okay, got it. And what's it like opening Crested Butte?
There's a lot of, you know, flexibility needed, good attitude, just things are changing, dynamic environment. We didn't have a theater at that time. So there was a lot of work to make a makeshift stage where shows could be performed. I believe we had to open a week late. I think a pipe froze and one of the restaurants got flooded. So, you know, a little bit of difficulty there, but it opened up and it was fantastic. So it was fun.
You had a minor flood?
Yes, there was a minor flood in the Annex restaurant.
Okay.
Yes. And because we opened late, I can remember our animation, chief of animation was Sammy at the time. And we would be practicing crazy signs, just the geos in the upstairs part of the hotel in the afternoons, just for something to.
Okay, hold up. Practicing crazy signs? Not a practicing show. Practicing? Okay, I have to ask why. It's Sammy. I shouldn't ask why, but I love you, Sammy. But I'm going to ask anyway. Why were you practicing crazy signs?
Yeah. It's Sammy, and I suppose he wanted to and was itching to do some crazy signs. And you know, I didn't mind, so I joined in.
I don't mind it. You know, everyone knows Greg Hanna had a little thing with the crazy signs. But if you told me we're going to go practice crazy signs, okay. Do you remember what the crazy signs were of?
I don't remember what we practiced specifically.
But was a lot of Saturday Night by Wakefield and such, right?
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you're not pulling my leg. This actually happened?
This actually happened. That is, yeah.
No one questioned it?
No.
Okay, oh my God. Good thing I wasn't there. Okay. I would have staged a revolt. Okay. Why are we practicing crazy? Okay, I'm going to have to have Sammy on again to explain this one to me. Okay.
Oh, that's
Sammy, you're on deck. Yeah, you never mentioned this in your interview, Sammy. Okay. All right.
And I actually rode over from Copper to Crested Butte with Sammy in the car. And
You road tripped with Sammy and are still here to tell me about it?
Okay. I am. Okay. We had a great time. He was willing to let me listen at the time. I think I had a CD of all the old songs from the sitcom TV shows, you know, from the 80s. And nobody else would listen.
Wait, this was your CD?
Yeah. I had the CD and Sammy's like, I'll listen to that with you. I'm like, great.
Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. So you actually bought a CD, which has the TV. Okay. No, this is interesting to me because I love those, you know.
Yes.
What's some of your favorite? Do you like the Mary Tyler Moore one? Like, what are we talking
about? Yeah, I know. I like the Mary Tyler Moore one.
You have a favorite?
Who's the Boss?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you just would play this over and over and it was just TV theme songs?
Yes. Yes. A little embarrassing. Hopefully I did not buy that.
Sammy didn't try and wing it out the window on you or anything?
No, he was like the only person willing to listen with me.
Okay. All right. So Sammy was your he was basically your guy, right? He was your wingman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's great. Right.
Okay. What's the difference actually? Since I never worked in either, was there a big difference between Copper and Crested?
The village at Crested Butte in Crested Butte was much larger and it was a newer building. And so I would say that was different. There was a pool there, hot tub. Then the theater got built the second season. It was really huge. So I guess the size is the big one of the biggest differences, and the rooms for the guests.
Okay, now was Crested, was it a previous hotel that someone owned
I
or
believe it
Club
was a
Med built it?
Marriott
Oh, okay.
previously. Yes.
Got it. All right. All right. So then you do your summer off again after this season, right? Or was there other events here that, or was, because I know you did Crested 3 times. So you just let me know, like, when, like, I know Jimmy Carter at one point,
I
but.
believe that was the second season. Jimmy Carter rented out the village for a week. He brought underprivileged children from the Atlanta area, which he lives in Georgia. Kids that had never seen snow wouldn't have an opportunity, probably, to go on a ski trip or experience something like this. And so the entire week, the entire village was rented out by him. We did our normal thing of having our ski our groups of lessons, and the kids came. Some had, never seen snow. Jimmy Carter was walking around the village. It was a really neat experience.
Now, does an ex-president, does he just have one Secret Service or a detail?
Great question. So no, he had a full security detail. He had an entire wing, floor, one section, one wing of the resort was for him. And I can remember helping bring up bags. And we got to the beginning of the hallway, and the Secret Service were like, "This is enough. Thank you. Put it here." And wherever he went, there were three or four Secret Service people surrounding him.
Was Sammy here this season?
I don't believe Sammy was there that season.
Okay, never mind. All right, so what's it like with is this your first time with Secret Service, right? So what is it imposing?
I felt nervous. Like, do they think I'm going to, attack somebody, or
Yes,
are they watching
attack number 39, right? 39th
Right,
president of the
exactly.
United States.
Are they
Okay.
watching me? I do have a photo that is on my nightstand or dresser, excuse me, to this day, that I did get of him, thanks to Ian White. To give a shout out to him, I was like, I do want a photo, and it was taken with an actual camera. It's an actual photo, and the date is in the corner, and behind me you can see the outline of a Secret Service person standing there. Like,
Oh, really?
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that I was able to get that photo. The most kind, gracious person. Just really, really great. It was a neat experience.
All right. Very nice. And that was the 2001, 2002 season, right? Now, are you doing Country in the Rockies at this point also?
Country in the Rockies happened those seasons as well. And that was another neat event. The whole village was rented out for these country music stars to come in. I'm not a country music fan, so I didn't know a lot of them. Some of the bigger names I did, and they would play on the stage in the theater. They'd also do jam sessions in the evening, which was really neat. And the GOs could go in there and watch these people play, and they just took turns doing different sets, and we just kind of stood at the back and watched these like really famous country music stars perform.
Well, like, who are the ones that you knew of?
Waylon Jennings, and then Willie Nelson performed. He was a headliner. He only came in for one evening. He didn't stay at the club, but Willie Nelson played at the theater at Club Med. And it's like, I cannot believe I'm standing here watching Willie Nelson play. And, the Club Med Theater at the time was a large theater, but for Willie Nelson to be performing there, it was not a large theater.
Any geos get to go on his bus? I'm just kidding. I'm
No,
kidding.
but we did see the bus. He pulled up in his bus,
Yeah, full of
came in and
hazy smoke,
performed.
right? No, I'm
What's
kidding.
that? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was just a blur of smoke.
Oh
Okay.
yeah. No. Yeah. No. It was neat. Like, wow. Like, yeah. It was cool.
All right. Now, so you're saying you're not really a country music fan,
That's
right?
right. Yeah.
Now, is that from where you're from? Is that unusual or no?
No, California isn't typically
Oh,
country
I thought,
music.
oh, even Northern? Oh, I thought Northern was for some dumb reason. So not
Yeah.
at all, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what if these country music stars sang old TV theme songs. Now
then I'd be down.
Okay. Yeah. Waylon Jennings starts belting out who's the boss, right? Or the Love Boat. All right. So that, yeah, and that 2001-2002 Caesar Crested was with Greg Snyder. All right. Now, so you're, and from this point on, you're a snowboard instructor. Did anyone really get it? Like, because it's not as easy as I thought it would be. I learned to windsurf before I snowboarded. So, and I thought it would just be the same. So does anyone not get it in a week that they're there? Did it ever happen?
No, typically they are linking their turns on green runs by the end of the week. I primarily taught beginner kids, which I loved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, beginning of the week, it was a little bit rough. And by the end of the, and there's a lot of falls, but by the end of the week, they're linking their turns. I think it really has to do with the product that Club Med offers, where same instructor, morning and afternoon, you're out there getting lessons at your level, you know, so.
Okay, got it. Now, getting, yeah, just more questions about snowboarding. Now, do you, did you attain a certain level? Like, is there, can you go?
Yes, I was level one is the, okay. Or three levels, three being the highest. I was a level one instructor.
Did any famous skiers or snowboarders come at either season when you were there?
No.
No? Okay. That you know of? Okay.
That, yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. So now when, what are you doing in your summers off? Sorry to pry. I'm just curious.
Yeah, no,
I've heard this is a common thing between instructors, right?
Yes. I was working, at a daycare in Breckenridge in my summers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I like the kids, which is also why I like teaching the kids. Yeah. Because a lot of people do not enjoy the kid instructing kids. You know, of course, the higher level instructors, they like the advanced adults.
Well, yeah, it's easier, right? Let's face it.
Right. Yeah. But more, you know, you can get out on the mountain rather than being in the beginner area. But I love the kids. So I was worked at a daycare here in Breckenridge, and I was a summer camp. I was in charge of a summer camp.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Okay. So that's still kind of like working at Club Med, right? Because
yes, I used a lot of what I learned at Club Med to do that job.
They all say we're just camp counselors in a way, yeah, right?
So exactly. Okay. I was like, this is easy.
All right. So now you go back. I think you go back for your last season, right? Crested Butte, yes. 2002. Well, of Crested Butte and Club Med in 2002-2003. Is there a reason why they kept like Greg Snyder for the next, because normally there's a changeover, right? Or is during this year did they just say, you know what, you guys are staying a year?
Okay. I don't know why he came back, but it was fantastic. It was great. Okay. Again, just like family, you know, the family's getting back together in the winter. Just usually the Chiefs change, but that was neat to see him again and work for him.
Now, was this your last season because you were thinking about doing a master's, or it wasn't, you weren't thinking of it yet?
That season, actually, I got engaged on New Year's Eve.
Really?
Yes. So.
Okay. So you arrive on January 1st at Club Med in 99, and now, fast forward. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. All right. Wow. What's that like? It's a lot of fireworks, right?
Yes, I know. It was exciting. It was fun.
Was he like, I planned this?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. You mentioned a few names. Is there anyone that you enjoyed working with, either from your time in the boutique or ski instructor that you got along with?
There's so many people, you know, Scott Barney, Shahima, Mark Vanderhoff, Lily, one of my greatest friends.
Wait a sec, I have to do a shot. Okay, you said Mark Vanderhoff.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, Sam, done.
And there's too many, you know, it's just, yeah. I know I'm forgetting people. There's just too many people to name. My, you know, first roommate, or my roommate, my second season at Copper, Melanie was great. You know, one of the things I do want to say about Crested Butte that was neat is that when Greg was there, a couple of the season, both the seasons, we had a bunch of chiefs of village and people came for a week to ski. And so we had a lot of like festivities because there were several old chiefs of village. Like Cameron was there. I believe the guy that was in charge of the North American zone, I'm forgetting his name, but his daughter's name was Megan. That's why I remember. And I taught her snowboarding. And so It was neat because it felt like a lot of people would come, and we did different parties and things because the Chiefs were there. And that's
Oh,
one
okay.
thing.
That must be a pretty cool week, right?
Yeah, it was great. Like, yeah, Hammer, Ryan, you know, a bunch of people from the Miami office were there.
Yeah,
We
and if
did.
you're a chief of village like Greg Snyder and you know you have all these chiefs coming, well, the week better be jam-packed, right?
Oh, yes, it was. It was a lot of fun.
Sorry, there was some what?
I said there were a lot of there was a lot of social time.
Okay, got it. And what do you do like on your day off? Is there anywhere you can go like when you're at Crested or no? Or it's just too far away the next town?
Crested Butte is pretty isolated. It's, you know, at the end of a long highway. Gunnison is the closest town, I would say. So we would go, whoever had a car or borrow a car, and go to the Walmart in Gunnison was the big day out.
Okay, so Walmart was that was it, right? That was the
Yes.
place. Okay.
Yes. Or people would go down to Crested Butte because the resort is actually in Mount Crested Butte. It's a mile from the downtown area, and the downtown area is really quaint. You know, it's like six streets by six streets kind of thing. So people go to the neat restaurants, shops, but it
And
was pretty isolated.
did you have to do any shows, Megan? Were you a
I
dancer?
did. I did a few shows. So I was in Titanic. And then I did some cabaret numbers, Britney Spears number that Julie Keeley choreographed, which was great. Did that in Copper and in Cancun. One of my funniest and favorite stories about a show, I will say though, is my in Copper, my first season, it was a cabaret show, and I was going to be in a river dance number and waiting. I was in costume, waiting in the wings for the number to go on. And the number right before ours was Cell Block Tango. And as you know, as you've seen Cell Block Tango, there's a certain number of people that have to be in it. And each person is doing a lip syncing part. And right as they're setting up the chairs and the women are going out to perform this number, we realize one of the people is not there. I was like, oh, wait, somebody's missing. And they're setting the chairs up, like the curtains are coming up, the music is coming on. What is happening? They're like, Megan, you need to go out there and do it. Meanwhile, I have never performed this number. I have seen it quite a few times, but I've never performed it. And so, you know, 30 seconds later, lo and behold, I'm out there in my costume for a river dance, lip syncing to Cell Block Tango, a part I've never done.
Okay, hold on just a sec. I've been in Titanic and I've seen Cell Block Tango. Isn't normally the Cell Block Tango number where you're scantily dressed?
So Cell Block Tango is the one from where the
From
women are.
Chicago. Okay,
Yes.
sir, Prisoner. Okay, Prisoner. Okay, so no, I saw, okay, I guess I saw a
Yes, it
riskier
was a
version
completely
than,
different costume, though. Yes.
yeah, well, I saw a risque version of that number at Cancun, you know, not complaining, but okay. But so how did you, so were you, please say this chair was at least in the back row and you could watch someone ahead of
No,
you.
they're all in a row, like side by side.
Oh, so you got to do peripheral vision now to like, oh my
And
God,
I just,
please say
you know,
someone filmed, did anyone film this? Okay.
I wish.
Okay. Were you not panicking? I would be.
I was panicking. I'm like, here we go. Well, you know, it is what it is. And I think, and I know part of it. And it's just like, you know, we had it coming. So I could do some of the words. And then I've heard sometime in the past, if you don't know the words and you're lip syncing, you just say watermelon.
Yeah, but no, the I can do the lip sync, but aren't there moves that go along with this?
There
Like
are
how,
moves, I'm
okay,
sure.
so how did you, I'm sure there were, but I didn't do any. No, but so how do you do that part then? Like,
I just, from memory, honestly, from watching it, and
okay, well, good
like,
thing you were the only Geo watching the show then, right? Good thing that you actually were in the audience, okay? Because I
exactly.
think most Geos would go to their room or the bar, right? To, you know,
Yeah. And
catch a
I'm
quick
just on
nap.
stage thinking, I cannot, this, you know, this is a Club Med thing. I can't believe I'm out here doing this right now, but it's working. I mean, at least it worked. We made it through and
Okay.
everything was fine.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the stakes are pretty low, right? Like, but you know, it's not like
Right.
it was not like it was a Broadway number, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, since you left Club Med in 2003, is there anything that you find yourself missing? Do you miss not doing dishes and cooking, or like
Yeah. Yes, I miss the food, the fabulous chefs. I miss the social aspect of it, you know, just being in an environment where people are happy and, you know, for the most part, happy to be there and enjoying life and just doing everything they can to experience every opportunity that they have. So I miss that aspect.
Yeah, because you have a lot of friends, but now they're scattered all around the world, right?
That's right. Luckily, there are, I know, several here still in the area, whether it's Vail, that were ex-ski instructors for Club Med. So we've gotten together over the years. But yes, still, they're scattered about, which is nice to visit people. But it would be nice to be with them again, you know?
Yeah, well, that's good, though, that you still have a group of skiers there, for, you know, old friends that you can see. That's great.
Yeah, it is. It really is like a family. So I've taken my kids to Club Med several times on vacation. They're hooked. So,
oh, really? Like, where have you taken them?
Punta Cana and Cancun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they've been to Cancun, I think, 5 times now, and Punta Cana.
Whoa.
Once. Yes.
Okay.
My son, we took our son too. They were 3 and 5 months old the first time. So. Get them started early.
They're Cancun regulars. Okay.
Yeah.
Are
now
they,
that they have families there, it's terrific. So
are they going to be at the reunion next month? Okay. another question. Do you have a, this is a probably a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it. Do you have a recurring dream where you're still working at Club Med? Does this happen to you?
Not so much anymore, but
lucky.
No, not as much anymore. I used to though. And, but my lingering things from Club Med is I can't walk past, you know, the thing, you can't walk past people without looking at them and saying hello or.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. That's still happening to you.
Yes.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I stopped finally. Well, forcibly had to stop myself from doing that one, but that doesn't occur to me now, but what about hearing that crazy sign in a restaurant or grocery store, and you have to physically restrain yourself from dancing side to side. What about that one?
Yes, I try to physically restrain myself. It doesn't always happen, but there are songs that come on that, yes, I will start dancing or want to.
Well, you're a teacher, and we've had a few XGOs that are now teachers, and some of them actually do warm-ups with the younger kids. So do you ever, you know, to warm
I
up?
Have
I don't
played
know.
Yes, I have played crazy signs for my students.
Okay, guilty. All right,
yep,
which
guilty.
Which ones have you foisted upon them?
I like Baila Baila.
Oh yeah,
and you know, and then Hands Up is always a good one. And I'm always partial, which they don't really do that much. The original Crazy Sign, like
is this the one where it explains the story of Club Med?
Yeah,
You
I think
about
so.
that one?
Like the grind
Yeah.
The coffee one.
Yeah. That's the one I started with as well.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, so now I'm starting to see why Sammy had you practice crazy sign. So it looks like it paid off, right? Okay.
I acted as if I wasn't a willing participant, but truth be told, I was okay with it.
Okay. And are you glad? Let's see, you started in 99, so you're probably glad we didn't have social media the way we have it now, right? I'm guessing.
I think I am happy about that. There are times that I wish I did have more pictures.
Yes.
Maybe not posted on social media. But there are things, you know, like that dance that I just, you know, the cell
okay,
block.
The one that, okay, yeah, I would love to see that one. knowing what I know now that you told
right,
me,
right.
You just threw
So
you out
certain
there.
Things like that. But, you know, I'm okay. I have a good stack of photos and memories, so I will keep it at that. That's
Okay.
okay.
I have another question. I keep forgetting that you worked in Cancun because I have a Bastille Day question. I don't often ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did anything happen on July 14th? Did you ever, like, if this was your first Bastille Day, do you have any Bastille Day memories in Club Med?
Yes, it was a big celebration, of course, in Cancun. And we did a pub crawl from the main village down to the Palapa restaurant. And I was in charge of one of the tables. And so to get festive and into the theme, my boss, Mark Vanderhoff, at the time decided to go up.
Everybody drink. Everybody take a shot. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Exactly. Go up to the main restaurant and grab some decorations, paper, crepe paper, red, white, and blue decorations, and proceeded to staple them to my black leotard outfit that I had borrowed from the costumier. And there's a picture of this. And so I'm standing there at this, you know, table wearing a lot of paper decorations stapled to a leotard. And it's one of my favorite memories of Cancun.
Now, normally in any chief of villages' trunks, there's the standard, what I call the Bastille Day. So the French red, white, and blue. So you're saying that they couldn't find one for you, so they stuck you in a black leotard and Mark Vanderhoff took it upon himself to decorate you? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Yes. Okay. I believe this was all his idea. I'm not sure how he came up with it, but he got a great idea. And moments later, I was, head to toe in some crepe paper.
Yeah. So he physically adhered some crepe with a staple gun, mind you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's some quick thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to say his name again, because I think you guys have already had a few shots already. So I won't say it again, but you know who we're talking about. So you can sit this one out.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Now, another question, if it's too kooky, let me know, but I'm just curious of any of your seasons, were they magical? Do you use that word? Like, or do you put one above the other, or do you like them all the same?
I would say that Cancun and my first season at Crested Butte were my favorite seasons, the best ones, just the memories, the people there. And, Cancun holds a special place. It's just easy to have fun outside when it's warm, such a big village and so many activities and so much fun. So.
Okay. Got it. Nice. Okay. Megan, I really like your cell block tango number. I'm just curious though, did this happen kind of like in another season where maybe not on stage, but they kind of asked something of you when maybe you weren't ready?
Yes. Oh, that reminds me. Yes. My first season, I had just come, obviously, from college. I was 22 years old. And on a Sunday, they asked me to lead a shopping excursion over to Vail. And it was on my day off. And I suppose I was the only one available, not sure. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not really sure how to lead this excursion. So we all get on the shuttle bus. I take these people with me over to Vail, standing there, this young 22-year-old, big smile on her face. And we will be meeting back at the rendezvous spot at 2:00, doing my best job, trying to be as professional as I can, thinking to myself the whole time, I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And now living still in the area, Vail is about 30 minutes away from me. I walk around Vail at times and just think to myself, I cannot believe I was here 25 years ago, leading people on a shopping excursion around this area. And every time I go there, I can't help but think of that memory, and just, it brings a smile to my face.
Yeah. Were there not excursions at COP?
There were, but shopping was one of them. And then there were some like snowmobile excursions, but not too many.
Shouldn't the excursion person have done this one? Like rather than...
You would think that. I'm not quite sure how I got roped into that, okay. But they asked and I was there and I said yes, and here I am.
It's almost like an episode every season you go to. It's like, let Megan do it. It seems to be like, this is the theme here, or we can make this a TV show. Let Megan do it.
Here I am. Sure. Why not?
All right. Awesome, Matt. Well, thank you so much for sharing all these stories with us, Megan, here today. Thank you. Is there anything else I forgot to ask you, or
I don't think
something
so.
Else you want to say?
It.
So you look like someone who, or you sound like someone who doesn't really have any regrets. So I guess you're glad that, while you were at ASU, you applied to do the internship. They sent you, you're probably happy that you did it, right?
Yes, I feel like my dream came true. I always wanted to work at Club Med. In fact, I did recruiting for them. I forgot to mention this. For a few years after I stopped. Oh, actually, I stopped for several years and then I got into recruiting. So I'd interview people in the area that might be applying for a position, but they didn't want to fly them to the Miami office.
Oh, okay. What's that like?
So that was neat. I just got to talk about my experience, got to meet people, send on resumes and recommendations for people that I think might be a good fit for what Club Med is looking for. Yeah, it just really, I feel like, changed the trajectory of my life. Getting married, staying in Colorado, my experiences that I had, the people that I've met. I look around where I'm living, what I'm doing. It's all because of, getting involved with Club Med, really.
Excellent. Great answer. Well, thank you so much again for taking the time to do this.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, everyone, that was Megan Demjan. And we will, honestly, thanks again, Megan, for sharing that with us. And you want to say goodbye to our listeners?
Yeah, goodbye. Thank you so much. It was a great time reminiscing and thinking about my experience at Club Med. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan. And we'll see you all next week with a new episode of my first season. Bye.